It's time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm very well, but I'm certainly getting busier and busier.
Elizabeth, we can't get away from it. As we all know, it is less than a month away from Christmas. And I wondered, should people be thinking about getting their prescriptions in now?
Yeah, it's a very good point, Toby. I think surgeries will be expecting patients to get their medication earlier at this time of the year. Many surgeries have a rule that you can't get a repeat of your prescription within, say, 2 weeks of requiring it. So say you've got 2 months' supply during November, then at another time of the year, you could be refused. Your own pharmacist will, in fact, be able to help with getting your medicine on time, so please use us.
What happens if somebody forgets or runs out of their medication over the holiday period?
Pharmacists can always help out, Toby. I mean, in Scotland, we have the unscheduled care service. Now, that's where a pharmacist can give a patient their normal amount of medication in an emergency. So say you get 2 months' supply of a blood pressure tablet, then we can give the same amount on your own prescription.
And what about letting the doctor know about things?
I think that's a very important point because the prescription has got to go onto the patient's record. That's really important. So what we do is we print out a copy of the prescription and that goes to the surgery. And I believe the staff then scan it into the notes.
Will the doctors be closed over the holiday period too?
It's a good idea to check what's happening with your surgery and also your pharmacy. Many surgeries will be closed 4 days at Christmas and New Year. But of course, there will be exceptions. It's up to health boards, local authorities to make sure that there is a provision for getting medication if needed.
Elizabeth, will you and other pharmacies be open over the holiday period too?
Yes, what the health board does in Scotland is look at trying to get a good spread of pharmacies over the complete area. And I will be the person in the pharmacy open in East Wren, which is the area I'm in. That's Christmas, Boxing Day, New Year's Day and the second, just to make sure that there is provision in one area. So down the road in the south of Glasgow, for example, there'll be another 2 pharmacies open. But generally, it's at least one within an area. And I think that will be happening all over the UK.
Finally, Elizabeth, what happens if someone becomes ill over the holiday period? What should they do?
I think probably the first thing to do is phone 111. Obviously, if you feel you're in serious trouble, then it's 999. But 111 is the normal route. So you phone up and what will happen is you'll be asked a lot of questions by the telephone handler and they will decide what's the best route for you. It may be that you're asked to come down to, say, an out-of-hours centre, perhaps run by GPs. It may be you're directed to A&E. Or it may be, if you're perhaps quite elderly, it may be that a doctor will come to your house. And that, as I say, will change area from area. But I think you start with 111 and obviously they'll probably be very busy, so just be prepared to wait. Clearly, if you're short of breath or you feel you've pains in your chest, then it's 999.
Well, I think we've all got to be a little bit prepared for the holiday period. As always, some very useful information and advice. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in touch and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.